I come from a long line of hereditary blindness. I don't remember seeing anything past the age of 40.
Everett Bacon works for the state of Utah's Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. But before that, he had a different job.
I had lost a job due to the fact that my vision had started to decrease, and the job didn't know how I was going to be able to do the job anymore, and they let me go, and it was a really traumatic experience. And the National Federation of the Blind reached out to me. They told me about how this advocacy organization works to help change what it means to be blind, and shows blind people how they can still live independently and how they can still work independently. And it really kind of spoke to me, and I got really involved in the organization.
Now, as president of NFB of Utah, he is reaching out to people all over the state. The organization holds its annual convention April 11th through the 13th in the Salt Lake City Sheraton.
Our main goal is to help blind people understand, and the sighted community understand, that blindness does not have to hold anyone back from the life that they want to live. We also raise expectations of individuals who are blind or low vision, or people that serve the blind or low vision. We want to try to raise expectations, because we know that low expectations create barriers and obstacles between people and achieving their dreams. You'll have 200 blind people in one place, and that's kind of fun to see a lot of canes and guide dogs, people that sometimes are still at a level where they cannot travel independently. And so you have people of all different walks of life, of all different levels of independence. And it's a great place for individuals that don't know much about blindness to learn about it.
Utah has many residents who are dealing with vision loss, but they don't all seek services to help them with the transition.
At the Division of Services for the Blind, where I work, we keep a database of people we serve. That database is well over 9,000. But you have to think, blindness and low vision is something that is so much more widespread. It's a disability a lot of people have trouble admitting that they have, especially elderly folks that have started to lose vision late in life, and they've lived with perfect vision or relatively good vision for many, many years, and now all of a sudden they're starting to lose vision, and it's creating obstacles for them in their lives.
The convention will cater to people wherever they are in their journey.
Our general sessions are going to focus on all kinds of different levels. We're going to talk about how a person that's new to low vision or new to blindness, what types of resources are available to them here on a local level and on a national level.
Attendees can also look at high and low tech solutions.
Then we offer a exhibit hall, that we call it, and we have different technology vendors that will be offering all kinds of assistive technology products, anywhere from basic magnifiers and aids and appliances all the way to electronic video magnifiers, Braille displays, talking computers, iPhones that are completely accessible. You name it, we kind of try to find ways to make it accessible.
They may also find a new role model or two.
We have, in Utah, we have individuals who are lawyers, who are professors at both Salt Lake Community College, Utah State University. We have people that are blind people that are rehabilitation counselors, computer programmers, video game creators.
For Utah Public Radio, this is Jolynn Lyon.